I struggle to understand what our brand is. And it isn't set out in here. And the one-line vision, which is, you know, we want to create a place which is prosperous for everybody. I wonder whether there's a place in the UK that doesn't want to create a place that's prosperous for everybody. Now, that's not to say that that's a bad thing. But if it's going to get traction, it's going to be, it may be a little bit difficult. But it's the brand bit. And I looked at brand experts on the other side of the table, but I don't get a sense of brand here. Interestingly, I was at South East England Councils, which of course is the other South East rather than this South East, which, you know, in itself is somewhat confusing. Let's not overlay Greater South East, which is the other South East, and this South East together. But let's not worry about that in terms of trying to communicate with people and the complexity of trying to get civilians to understand what we're talking about. They were also talking about brand, and they haven't solved their issue either, particularly in light of something like the Midlands Engine or the Northern Powerhouse. I think they're happening upon something that has the word bank in it, seeing as, you know, it's the Southeast that pays for everything. So that's something. But we don't have that sort of easily identifiable brand. You know, I come from Kent. We keep being told that we can't use the Garden of England anymore because it's a bit old-fashioned. Well, you know, we still use the Garden of England because, frankly, that is our brand. It's a brand that people understand. I don't get that here. And that's all I would say. I think some of the work is excellent. It's just that very first bit of work.
I agree with you, Peter. You're right about that.
The list will help with that.
The list will hopefully
help.
Any other comments? Yes, Clive.
Surely the brand, as we identified in the industrial strategy, is a gateway. That's important to the whole country. It's important to government. And it's important to differentiate us from other regions.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Peter?
It's a couple of relatively small points, really. One is the target audience perhaps ought to include the utility companies, broadband and mobile phone coverage, which I think is particularly important in this area, certainly in Sussex anyway. And the other thing is that there's a phrase used which is coalition for growth there. And I mean, slightly uncomfortable that coalitions tend to be a sort of a kind of coming together of people who really hate each other.
Thank you, Peter.
Points?
Yep. Okay, I have Andrew, Miranda, and then Anna. Andrew.
Thank you. I think, Zoe, the key to this, as with all things, and I think the clue's in the name, it's partnership. If this isn't adopted by the partners, whether at county council level, district council level, a federal partner, anyone that has any engagement with CELEP, then it will not work. So we might sign it off around the table here and go, yes, that's fantastic, great bit of work, well done. Putting it into practice will require the involvement of so many more people. So it's not just people around here, it's the person who's head of comms in a district council or a county council, understanding that when they are doing a piece of comms work which has an involvement of CELEP, they recognise CELEP. Because if there's one thing that a journalist hates, it's getting three releases about the same story from three different organisations talking about the same project. They will not use them. So partnership press releases and work is what it's all about, and that's hard work, but it's the only way that it will work. And I know you'll sort it.
Thank you, Andrew. So Miranda, then Anna.
Sorry, I'm going to state the bleeding obvious from one communications professional to another, but I think people should hear this. I'm guessing this is you're at a stage with this, aren't you? And what you're asking us to do is to sign off the broad premise of it, okay? Which I think it's in a good place to go personally, okay, as a comms professional. Just picking up on, and Colette may say the same as me, you asked how we can help. And I do think Peter's absolutely right. This is the bleeding obvious part of it. Is it needs that bit of colour. It needs that bit of, you know, if people are going to take it and use it and then really get people excited about the you know, what CellApp is. I have just tried to write creative content for the Creative Estuary project. It's not easy. It went to draft 5. And I think you definitely need that help. And I can send you some of what we produce with Creative Estuary just to give you a flavour. I actually think we did nail it in about 5 lines in the end. And pick up on Colette's sort of offer of harnessing those creative people in the area just to give you that colour that you need to make this the best document it can be.
Thank you. So I've got Anna and then Colette. Anna.
Peter's already picked up a couple of the options I was going to raise about utility firms and broadband and mobile. And also in terms of coalition, it is more of a partnership for growth. But one other item in terms of there's various target audiences across the 3 federated areas. So it's how CellApp sees their role in connecting the functions which are performed by each of the 3 federated areas are very different. So how will you connect that?
Okay, thank you. My point was a slightly different one, actually, because just to say that, so my understanding of brand is that it's not just about a logo or a visual identity, it's actually about behaviours,
and a promise,
advocates, and value system.
Yeah.
So I really welcome